So, Chris, when you think about this, about your work, mm-hmm. how do you know when you've done a good job? How do you know when you're doing it well?
Well, I just get a good sense that I've done it well. I can look at it, and I just know, Tim, when I do a good job.
Okay. Any other ways you know?
Well, you know, sometimes I'll get good feedback from people, but really, I just kind of know. I know when I'm doing good work, and I know when I'm not doing good work, and I just have this kind of inner sense or feeling that I get from that.
Okay. So ask that question. The question is exactly, how do you know when you're doing a good job at work? And again, if you do it real crisply, you're going to do it best. So do that, get your answer like Chris, just kind of model what we did.
So get with the person that you have been working with and ask them that question. How do you know when you're doing a good job?
Or how do you know when you've done a good job, either way? So, here we're looking at the source. Who decides? Do you decide internally, or does the expert or somebody else decide? So, who decides? If you have an internal frame of reference, it's I decide. If I'm extreme with that, then I may not even take in any feedback. I might get just angry and defensive. Because I know, and you don't know. And so again, these things are going to change by context. Go ahead.
Sorry. Have you ever worked with somebody and you try to give them feedback or just try to give them some guidance and it's like a wall goes up or they just don't take it in?
Yeah.
And typically those people are going to be internally referenced.
I saw a great bumper sticker a little while back. It said, quick, ask your teenager while he still knows everything.
And then there's those people, I'm sure, that you've had that you work with, and they constantly need feedback, or they constantly need reassurance.
How do I look? Do I look okay?
You look great.
You sure?
You do, yeah. You think, you always look good.
Good.
Always look good,
really?
Tim. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Nancy, does this look all right, do you think, for this training?
Well, I said you looked good.
What do you think? I mean, right? That'd be the extreme opposite of that.
That would be the extreme.
Now, in the work environment, which is the context we're in, if you're totally internally, you decide everything, that's going to be obviously one thing. Most people are going to have some kind of mix to a certain extent. If you're externally referenced in this case, and the other person's deciding, and you're in a workplace, it can be very nerve-wracking if you don't get a lot of clear supervision. Because then you think you're trying to figure out what does the other person want all the time? What are they expecting of me? What if I do it wrong? So that can make you feel really tentative and uptight. So this is often when you get these extremes, you have kind of like a guru situation. A guru. I'm the expert and you're not. Actually, try this. And we have this in a lot of cases already. So think of your doctor, your physician. How many of you have a doctor that you trust? So think of your doctor, and picture your doctor in your mind's eye, and point to where you see them in your mind's eye. And hold your finger. How many of you are pointing up? Check it out. Because the doctor's the voice of that, right? So the doctor's giving you medical advice, and usually what you get is with that is you'll see an image of the doctor that's maybe bigger or higher than you are, and the information's all coming one way. How many of you get something like that? Your internal dialogue isn't operating. Now imagine the doctor. Imagine somebody you don't. How many of you know people that might give you medical advice that you wouldn't trust? Aunt Tilly or somebody, right? So if you think of that kind of person, find one. Where are they? How do you picture them? Notice you have different submodalities for that. And if you think about people that have tried to be, you know, big dictators, what do they do? If you think of Chairman Mao or
Kim Jong,
Jim Jones or Hitler or these people, have you ever seen the rallies they've got for them? And what's there everywhere? Gigantic pictures of them looking at you, right? So, you know, this is kind of folk wisdom. I'm always suspicious when I go somewhere and there's giant teleprompters of somebody and all the information's coming at you quickly one way. Because that's kind of a way to put information in, and then people get a following with that, with certain externally referenced people. So there are people in the seminar business that do that. They talk really fast, they have big images, and they're coming at you, and there's no time to really think. And that will be the submodalities of making you go more external. So
this is, as we said, useful in terms of your interaction and communications with people, because if someone is more internally referenced, you might adjust your language in dealing with them versus someone that's more externally referenced.
So here we use words like, you decide.
So here's what I think about this situation, Tim, but ultimately, what do you think? So in a way, you'll see that with internally referenced people. You'll have a tendency to want to defer to them.
It's up to you. You decide. Those kind of statements. Here, with external, often you need social proof. Do you know everybody's doing this right now? What are they going to think? You know, what's your boss going to think if you don't get that assignment done by 2 o'clock? So,
context
at work?
No, I don't understand what you're just saying.
Well, I'll give you an example, Sebastian. I had a client that I worked with, a coaching client, who was extremely externally referenced. And so she would be explaining these problems to about work, and she would always ask me, so what do you think about that? What do you think I should do? And as her coach, if I give her my opinion or give her a strategy, then I'm disempowering her. So because I knew that she was externally referenced, I knew that was her pattern, I was able to redirect my questions to get her to build a stronger sense of internal reference. And we actually did some coaching around that to help her build a stronger inner compass and even build in some things she could do to be more internally focused, because that was part of her issue. And she was always asking others what they thought.
So if I were supervising you, and I know you're more internally referenced, then I'm going to say, you really need to decide this. Here's a possibility for you. But you need to make up your own mind about that.
What you heard in Black is the language you use.
Yep.
Talk to people that are internalized.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you're really external, I'd say, I don't know if you're aware of this, but all the experts are saying right now that you need to do X to be successful. Because you're not going to decide, you're going to have others decide. And again, most of us will be on a continuum with this. But where it can be really problematic is when it gets extreme. Mm-hmm. If you're too much the follower, then you can end up in a, you know, some weird cult where you get in trouble, right? If you're too internally referenced, you don't let information in and you... Yeah, I've done a lot of trainers' trainings over the years. And I found the best recipe for a bad trainer is somebody that doesn't take feedback from the group. You say, you need to do this differently. They go, I don't think so. I think I did it well. And you know they didn't. And so that kind of thing. Or, yeah, David?
What do you do if you're dealing with someone and you're exact the opposite? Driving that person is external reference, and they can never make a decision. They have to take a giant poll of everyone in the room. And you would just say, okay, I want the hour I'm going to spend on this thing. It seems pretty obvious. Let's move on.
So what do you do if they're the exact opposite of you? Well, the first thing I would say is, when you understand this, then they don't have to drive you nuts anymore. Now you can go, oh, now I know what they're doing. All I have to do is repackage what I'm doing to have them understand and to create rapport and to make it work for them. Yeah. If you say I can't stand people that are internal or external, that's going to limit your choices about how you be in the world. So.
Like, I've had a situation where I'm usually internally referenced about all, and this person was extremely externally referenced to the point where they take a poll of everyone in this room before they make a decision. I mean, they actually ask every single person in this room, what they thought and why.
Well, that tells
and
you a lot about...
Half hour, you know, meeting would take like 3 hours.
Well, that'll tell you a lot about how to package the information for them, how to be more effective with them.
So in other words, you could outframe all of that for them.
And for yourself, you can go, oh, this person's telling me exactly how to be effective with them.
So you have to pull everyone in the room?
No, the next time you talk to them, you can say, you know what people are saying? You know what the consensus in this group is going to be? You know what experts say about this? All of those things are going to help. You had a frustrating experience with this person, but whenever you deal with them, you're going to have a good idea of how to deal with them better once you know that.
And so you might want to prepare yourself when you go into those meetings, and it might take a little extra work, but dig up whatever research you need to. Yeah, and
yeah.
That's what I mean,
yeah,
by
exactly.
Out-framing it. So for them.
Well, so what you could also do, if this is something you have to be involved with over and over again, is find a solution that would solve that person's issue. Like, you know, let's take a show of hands. How many would agree with this? So you could stand up and say, blah, blah, blah. How many of you agree with that? Then they may not have to poll every person because everybody's already raised their hand or not, right? So those kind of things. It's like... by the way, any one of these kind of things we can find some extreme example of. But thank heavens, even most external people aren't going to have to poll everybody in a room of 40 people. But if they do, it's sure giving you a lot of powerful information about how they think and operate.
We used to do these team building meetings in our office, and one of the people was extremely internally referenced. And so we would almost make that a special designation for him. So we would talk about something and then say to this person, but of course you might think differently about that, or you might have your own opinion, and why don't you make a note of that? And then, you know, maybe at the end of the meeting we can talk, or we can talk privately later. And so that helped validate that person's inner experience, and it also helped the meetings go a lot smoother.
Yeah.
So there's ways that you can deal with that. It just requires some forethought. And sometimes, you know, you might get frustrated with having to do that forethought, but then after a while it becomes so natural you don't even need to think about it anymore whenever you go in to interact with the person. So it's like building a muscle.
So if somebody's really internal and you say, well, the research shows that this is the case, and, you know, basically the experts are all saying that, it's just going to bounce off. It's going to be meaningless information. But if it's important to you, because you'd be external in that context, it can be really frustrating. But if you have an understanding, then you know how to package it. So you can say, you know, there's a lot of research to show this. What do you think? You need to decide this for yourself. You need to sort of digest all this information and make your own decision. Then you're going to get people going, you know, now this person, I feel understood. And so does this one make sense to everybody? Again.
And it changes in different contexts, so you'll find that people are different in different situations. They're going to be more internally referenced when they go to the doctor versus in a work meeting or buying a new outfit. They could be externally referenced. So you know, they change.
How many of you ever bought something in the clerk said you look good in it and you didn't think you did? Like at a clothing store, have you ever done that? Oh, you look fantastic. You're looking at yourself going, I don't think this looks good on me. That'd be internal, right? But external, you might go, okay, and then you go home wearing something that looks bizarre on you because they wanted to make a sale. So. Okay, stand up for a minute. Because we had you sitting a long time. Just kind of stretch. Of course, if you don't want to, you decide. I mean, that's up to you. Okay. Have a seat. So, David, the kind of puzzle you offered us, this might be one if you could go to meet with that guy and say, You know, experts show the best way to run a meeting is to do this.
Oh, that didn't work.
What's that?
That didn't work.
Well, if he was really external, it would work.
It didn't.
Do you ask him? You told
it
him
that? Literally every single person in it.
Okay. Well, you might have somebody that. I think you'd have somebody that would be. There's something else going on.
I was just going to say there's something deeper.
I mean,
going
sometimes
on.
You've got people with real psychological issues.
Yeah. Like,
but I think that kind of case would be so rare that, because this would typically work pretty well with somebody that was external. If that's all it was. Now, if there's something else, if he has some other agenda for polling everybody, that might have been the case too. Yeah, well, that's why raise your hands would usually work in that case. But David's saying, well, that's this one too. If I make a, what will people think? I'll lose my job. Yeah, that could be another element to it.